I think it's a good choice. I mean, interestingly, years ago I had called him toddler CEO, and just recently I on a 60 Minutes program, I said the toddler is obviously a prodigy, which it turns out he is. I think, you know, what Facebook has done, just like a lot of internet companies in the past, over the many years, like AOL, even though it's sort of a shadow of its former self, it's changed the way people think about computing and how they interact with computing and how they interact with each other in a digital format. And I think definitely Facebook is the not just the hot company in that regard, but the change company.
You know, he's had kind of a tough year.
He has.
With the privacy issues.
Absolutely.
And some said that The Social Network was a relatively unflattering portrayal.
It was a very unflattering portrayal. And it wasn't like the Mark I know. I've known him for many, many years now. And, you know, one of the things that was interesting about that portrayal is they portrayed him as glum and dour. And he's very, he's a lovely guy and very friendly and not a malevolent personality, although he's definitely, you know, sharp as a tack and has done some things that are questionable, especially early in Facebook's founding. But they also portrayed him as someone who talked a lot and who was very voluble and very clever in his speech. And Mark, you can't get him to say three words together that are cogent much of the time, but he's gotten better, of course.
So do you think this will help him, his image?
You know, I never thought the movie was negative for him. He and I discussed it. He was saying, this is how people are going to think of me the rest of my life. And I said, you know, it's a movie. Everyone realizes it's a movie. And, you know, he was worried about the portrayal. And I think that I think it was a good thing for him, actually. It sort of raised the level of interest in him. And, you know, he isn't the person in the movie, but it's still an iconic movie in terms of the idea of what a social network is.
But I guess, do you think this honor will actually help him with some of these sort of tough issues, image issues that he's probably dealing with as a result?
You know, one of the things I do like about Mark is that he's like a learning organism. Something goes wrong, he learns from it and he fixes it. And I think that's what, you know, Facebook is very good that way. It evolves and changes. And it's dynamic. And I think one thing about Mark that I do like is that he shifts and changes in ways that are usually positive, but, you know, he definitely learns from his mistakes. And one of the things that's important about this is that it's a little backwards looking. All these time things are a little backwards looking. Like, Facebook has been a phenomena for some time. He's going to have ups and downs the rest of his career. In 10 years, there could be a cover, just like there was with Jeff Bezos, you know, Amazon.com. I don't know if you remember that. Of course, now Amazon's still as powerful as ever. So this is someone who's very young. He's going to have ups and downs in his career, just like Steve Jobs did, just like Bill Gates did. And that's what tech is all about, these ups and downs. And it's a question of how he reacts to them.
Have you talked to him?
Not this morning. No, I'm going to write him a note later. Yeah.
What do you think he would say? He
doesn't care. I mean, he likes the attention, but he's not an attention. There's so many attention sponges in Silicon Valley. He's not one of them. So I don't think he cares. He doesn't live large. He doesn't have a lot of interests outside of work. You know, he's been going out with the same woman for many years. I think he's trying to be a regular guy, despite all the wealth and attention that he gets.
Yeah. What do you think his legacy is going to be? Or does he think about that?
I don't think he thinks about it, although he just gave that $100 million to Newark, which was a very interesting thing. Many other entrepreneurs much older than him, the Google guys, others have not, you know, been as active as he has been. That was a dramatic announcement. You know, I don't know what his legacy is. He's definitely going to go down in history as one of the visionaries. You know, Jeff Bezos in online retail, he will be the social networking person. You know, Steve Jobs is obviously the Zeus of all this. He's the king of it. But there's certain entrepreneurs that are very critical to the development of technology and the internet. And he's already, you know, won that award in that regard.
Any other sort of special insights you want to say that I haven't?
You know, it's interesting. I think Facebook going forward, just this recent Gawkergate, we call it, this idea of hacked passwords and people's lives online. I think one of the biggest issues Facebook is going to face and Mark is going to face as a person is this idea of all this information online and whether he's the responsible party that should have it. You know, there's the history of Facebook, the original history. You know, there are those emails where he laughed about people trusting him. They've been rather cavalier about privacy issues over the years. And one of the things they've got to start to take seriously as we put all this, our lives are online. We live in a digital universe, especially younger people, whether these companies are responsible enough to manage that properly. And I think it's something we don't think about enough. And the kind of stuff they upload onto Facebook. I mean, one of the things I think about what Facebook is and what Mark has done, even though he's a socially awkward person and he's very difficult to talk to, he's not mean in that regard, but he's difficult to talk to, is that Google is a database of human intentions. Facebook is a database of humanity. You know, I mean, this is what people do. This is the links they form. And so it's a really, it's a big responsibility. And so, you know, the old, you know, superhero thing, with great power comes great responsibility. And I hope he rises to the occasion when things get tough, and they certainly will.
Yeah. But something like this.
Yeah. It's nice. I haven't seen the cover picture yet. I don't know. I'm sure his sister will be thrilled. She'll be happy. She's lovely. She works at Facebook, too.
I wonder, do you think these donations, you know, like to the New Republic schools, mm-hmm. do you think that he's starting to show signs of taking greater responsibility, or are those just two separate things?
You know, some people thought it was time to the movie. I don't think, you know, who knows? But I'm not quite that cynical. That's a lot of money to just, you know, get good PR.
You think he's
I think it's interesting. I think he's one of the things good about Mark, good and bad, is he's had various mentors over the years. As you saw from the movie, Sean Parker was one of his mentors, not necessarily a good one, but good in many ways, because he got him out to California. He got him thinking entrepreneurial in an entrepreneurial way. You know, Don Graham is on the board from The Washington Post. You know, he spends a lot of time trying to find mentors and trying to learn from people. So that's an interesting thing. So I think it matters a great deal. I think he spent some time with Gates talking about philanthropy. And here, there's someone who's transformed their image rather dramatically. And I don't care if he gets a better image because Gates is solving AIDS. If he solves AIDS, guess what? I'm happy to give him the credit for it. Just like Andrew Carnegie did some awful things. But then, of course, we have our libraries and school systems because of him. So, you know, I'm glad that he's thinking that in that manner. And at such a young age compared to a lot of other people with great wealth and technology. Why he's doing it, I'm not sure. But it's a good inclination for sure.